I'm drunk.
Getting up there, pass me a brew.
When I'm drunk.
Just chilling out, having a time.
When I'm drunk.
Get yours, I'ma go for mine.
We getting drunk in here.
Shorty, don't front, just chug this beer.
Just chug this beer.
We getting drunk this year. Don't get it wrong, yo, the love is clear.
Yo, the love is clear.
We getting drunk in here. Shorty, don't front, just chug this beer.
Just chug this beer.
We getting drunk this year. Don't get it wrong, yo, the love is clear.
Yo, the love is clear.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Fuck my
And hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's 1 p.m. on Friday afternoon, and I'm here with my very good friend.
Best,
forever friend. Autocorrect. My name's an iPhone. You're an iPhone.
Yeah.
If you were an iPhone, I would be the charger. Yeah. So much energy. All right, well, you're listening to Hugo. We might as well get it started.
records at the wrong speed.
Okay, so is that why? Is that how you called what you just finished listening to was Pink Films, and I know I played it at the wrong speed, but it was too late, okay? We have a couple people in the studio with me now.
Cool. Is that all, Willie?
Evan Woo! Is now here.
Yeah.
I think we have actually a caller on the air. Hello, hello, hello. You are back to CITR 101.9 FM. You just listened to a Sex Church song called Delight off their latest Growing Over, I believe it is. I really like the album. I had heard that song. I think they released it a couple months ago on their SoundCloud, and it was really good. I like Sex Church. I have a feeling they just went on tour somewhere. Because I was looking at their Facebook and they were making a whole bunch of comments about Portland, so hopefully they had a really good tour. Before that, what you heard was a song called She Wears All Kinds of Shit by a band called, I'm just gonna go ahead and say it, whatever, by a band called Soviet. And before that, you heard Slow Learners with Grocery Store, which was a request from our very dear friend, Will. I believe we have someone on the phone. Hello? Maybe not. Hello? Okay, well, we did have someone on the phone. Let me just try that again. Well, anyways, our good friend Katie was calling from Alberta. Montreal, actually. Oh, she's in Montreal now? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Greyhound lost all her luggage. She only has 3 shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Katie, and I'm so sorry that I think we just hung up on you, but if you call back after we start playing more music, we'll make sure that we get you on the air because we miss you very much and we want to hear all about your adventures in Montreal. So it has been a week. It started raining a whole bunch. It was kind of lame. How was your week, Nicole?
It wasn't that lame.
No?
No.
I feel like I was... Our bad. I feel like everybody got really depressed towards the end of the week because it was raining so much, and I don't know.
I love sadness, though.
Sadness is awesome. I went... What did we do last weekend?
Oh, well, you know, just a little bit of a tour.
Road trip. We went to Seattle last weekend, saw a whole bunch of really cool bands, did some stuff. Ate burritos, a lot of burritos, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Burritos in Seattle are really good. Burritos in Olympia were so good.
Okay, well, whatever. No, I didn't have those ones, okay?
Well, you should have.
You could have brought one home.
I could have. I kept that burrito that I had in... I had a burrito in Seattle, and I kept it in the car for 3 days because I thought that I was going to eat it.
He didn't eat it.
I didn't eat it.
I told him the night that he started packing it up, you're not going to eat that. It's going to be soggy nastiness.
It's really true. I ate it. I ate half of my leftover burrito for breakfast the next morning, though.
That's gross.
It was awesome.
Was it?
It tasted so cold, and it was like half frozen.
That's awesome. It was in a burrito. I don't know how cold frozen burritos are.
It wasn't horrible.
No.
But yeah, so went to Olympia. I've never been to Olympia before. That was really cool. Never been to Portland before either, which was super awesome.
Got lost in Seattle.
Got lost in Seattle. That was super confusing.
We went down like this bridge in the middle of two other bridges with only us on it.
Yeah.
And the other ones are like in traffic jam. It was a really weird experience.
No critique on like the way America lays out their freeways, but I love America. Got myself some Coors.
Oh yeah, you did.
brought home some Coors.
Yeah, we have one every night.
Yep.
Share it half and half.
Yeah, Gotta keep it under control. Anyways, what we are going to do now is I'm going to play a song by Milk Music because I've been listening to them, and then we have to get back on the phone with our friend Katie from Montreal, and hopefully we'll be able to figure that out. So this song by Milk Music is called Beyond Living, and after that I'll play you a track from Psychic Feline, who are a bunch of really rad guys that... I don't know. They were really nice, and they played really well. And hopefully they're going to come to Vancouver soon. And you should all go watch them, because they are as good as their name and their 7-inch cover art. So we'll talk soon. We'll be right back.
down in this place of mine. We told hands, wanting just to hold them. I'm telling you, it was not quite right. Your thoughts for the people you meet. Stay inside. No miracle you ever survive. I hope you can change your mind. Your battles seem difficult to thwart it seems. I know it's a waste to me. I'm changing now. Lights and all the furniture. I'm making this another life.
And you're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Hugo and
me, Nicole.
Nicole. And do we have someone
me.
Else?
Oh!
It's Katie. Katie!
Yay!
It actually worked. I'm very amazed and surprised. Also, on hold, we have Fraser.
A new one.
And we have somebody else calling in. And we have Kevin. So, hi, Fraser and Kevin. Fraser wanted to play a song, but I don't... Did he ever pick what song he wanted to play?
Dead Ghosts. Oh, I've never heard of them.
I have no idea. I actually heard of... I heard they were awful.
JK, obviously they're listening.
We love Dead Ghosts. Anyways, yeah, so Katie, how have you been?
Yes. I've been really good. I just moved to Montreal.
Are you in Montreal right now?
I am in Montreal right now.
That's incredible.
I'm on Urbane and Prince Arthur.
I don't know what that means. Is it...
Neither do I.
Yeah, really. Well, I'm glad we're learning together.
Katie, do you like music?
Pardon?
Do you like music?
I think I like music.
Yeah,
me too. And art. And art. Literature.
And
ew.
Ew, literature.
Ew,
I love Jersey Shore, though.
What's the weather like in Montreal?
It's pretty, I don't know, fall? Kind of crisp.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you have a comforter?
Yeah. It's, like, not rainy, which is nice.
Oh, that's good.
Whatever.
But it's not snowing yet?
No, not yet.
What's your favorite thing that you've done so far? Because you've only been there for a week.
Oh, I've eaten so many bagels in the last week. It's been crazy.
Poutine? Any
disgusting.
Poutine? There's a lot of poutine in Montreal.
I haven't had poutine yet.
Really?
Weird.
I've had a lot of smoked meat sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Montreal
and
smoked meat?
My fair share of matzo ball soup. That was good.
Oh.
Matzo ball soup is pretty cool.
Oh, it's different.
Okay, so...
Katie, what song did you want to hear?
I want to hear, because I'm in Montreal,
yeah,
and he's from Montreal, I want to hear Pat Jordache. I want to hear Get It.
He's on tour right now, hey? He's actually coming
to... I know, he's going to be at Biltmore in a week.
I know! I'll think of you when we go see Pat Jordache.
You should get a ride with him.
Yeah!
I came all the way to Montreal to see him, and I get here, and he's playing in Vancouver.
Because everything good is in Vancouver. Don't forget that.
Don't remind me.
You are missing out on everything that is good.
Oh, I'm missing out on you guys.
And we have a puppy now.
Yeah.
Side note. Personal Side note.
Anyways, we're going to play that Pat Jordache song. I'm very glad that you are okay in Montreal, and we miss you and love you very much, Katie.
Oh, I miss and love you guys. I miss and love CITR.
Aw, CITR. Aww. CITR love from Vancouver to Montreal.
Yeah.
Thank
Bye,
you guys.
Katie. We miss you.
Oh, I love ya.
So yeah, you heard it. We're gonna hear Pat Jordache because you just heard her say that we should listen to Pat Jordache. Anyways, we're gonna get to that. This is a Pat Jordache song called "Get It." Hopefully, there's still gonna be more people on the phone when we get on the air next time. Oh, and I'm actually gonna play a couple of PSAs for you. So PSAs, Pat Jordache, "Get It."
More requests.
Party. Request line. Call the request line. 604-822-2487. Hugo Nicole. Bye. Hey.
future to these tired eyes. Cause you got walls of skin, you got the walls 10 feet deep.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We have more phone callers all the time. It's awesome. You just heard a request from Katie, and that was Pat Jordache. Get it in Montreal. We miss you, Katie. We love you. Now we have another phone caller. Hello?
Fraser?
Oh, hey, love you, Katie. Miss you. How's your mom doing? You should play that other record on 45 when it's 33.
Dude, okay, come on. All right? I got called out already. We talked about this. Okay? It was an accident, and I couldn't go back. That's enough.
I hope Katie's sister is doing well.
You're such a smart ass.
Yeah, that's Fraser for you.
Oh, yeah. Wild redheads, you know? So, do you have any songs you like there, Fraser? You like music?
Yeah, Mexican song.
A Mexican song.
Classic Mexican tale of stuff.
It's by a band called Babes on the Beach.
What's it called? Like Celebrity Babes on the Beach.
Celebrity Babes.
No, don't Google Celebrity Babes on the Beach.
I can't Google Celebrity Babes on the Beach.
It's blocked
on
the...
You can just show a picture.
All right. I will show a picture with words.
Listen to the crazy guitar in here. It's so good.
Yeah, I heard...
guitar play is so good in this.
Is it?
Well, I don't
know. Okay, bye,
say that.
Katie. Love you.
Bye, Fraser.
So that was Fraser. And this is Babes on the Beach, which he has some sort of affiliation to.
Bye, Alejandro.
Bye, Alejandro. Fraser says he doesn't miss you. Back on CITR 101.9 FM with another caller.
Dougie, fresh?
Yeah, I'd like to hear Louie Louie by the Kinks.
Would you?
I want to dedicate it to Louie.
And who's Louie?
Louie's my wife.
And? My mom. My mom is the other answer, you mean.
Oh, and Nicole's mother.
Yeah. My parents have called in, yes, it's very exciting.
And Hugo's auntie.
Yes, yep. Yes, yeah.
Louie.
Yeah, Uncle Dougie. What's up? Okay, here goes. This one goes out to the Westmans, 17
the Westmans.
Ward.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All thank you.
From Red Deer, Alberta.
Woo! 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 Victory players, yeah.
Thursday, November 17th, AMS Events presents Mustard Pimp at the Pip Pub. Doors are at 9 and tickets are available at the Outpost in the sub-building or at Red Cat and Zulu Records. They remix the likes of Will Smith, Stereo Heroes, Data Life, and Atari Teenage Riot. To listen to Mustard Pimp, check out their MySpace page. Again, that's AMS Events presenting Mustard Pimp at the Pip Pub on Thursday, November 17th. Mustard Pimp at the Pip Pub is proudly sponsored by CITR. Thursday, November 17th, Timber Productions is proud to present Grimes at the Electric Owl Social Club. All the way from Montreal, this indie electropop artist is on tour to support her upcoming new release. Guests are to be announced, and for any more info, find Grimes at arbutusrecords.com, tickets online at ticketweb.ca, or find tickets available at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, Zulu, and Ditch Records. Again, that's Grimes at the Electric Owl Social Club, Thursday, November 17th. Grimes at the Electric Owl is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And we are back one last time here for the week.
Yeah. Weekend.
Weekend. It's the weekend, and everybody's going to have a really good time. I didn't do events this week. That's my bad, but it's because we were so busy.
Everyone wanted to talk on the radio.
I know. We had like a million phone calls. Thank you. By the way, I have to send out an apology to Kevin, who we had on hold for like 15 minutes, and we accidentally... I think he hung up, but...
I think we'll dedicate the song to him, whether or not he likes it.
Yeah, I don't know if he likes it, but this song will go out to you, and... Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. He likes vines that are dying.
How rad was it when Dougie called in?
That was funny.
That was the best thing ever.
That was really funny.
Thank you to Dougie for calling in from Red Deer. Thanks to Katie for calling in from Montreal.
Such an age demographic we've reached today.
Thanks to Fraser for calling in from his house here.
He was wearing just a jacket and skateboarding inside.
It doesn't surprise me. You know? He's got it.
Got it going on.
He's got it made. All right. Yeah. So, okay. Nicole, you picked the very last song because you are awesome.
The very last.
Because you're the very last. So why don't you let us know what it is, and then we can say goodbye for the week.
Well, it's the High Drops. The song's called Dying on the Vine. I saw them at Guys and Dolls, and they killed it. So.
Woo! All right. So this is the High Drops, Dying on the Vine. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.